Should be a good one to close out the Classic with Highland taking on Brush. Highland, a record of 13-2. They had that four-point loss, of course, back on Saturday night at the Classic in the Country, going down to Kettering Ultra in that four-point loss in the defensive battle, 32-28 in that game. Brush comes in out of Lyndhurst, Ohio. Brush with the record of 13-2 on the year. They had a 46-38 loss to Magnificat. That eight-point loss to them back on December 7th. And then they go on a nice winning streak to run things out. Also, the other loss to Olmsted Falls at their place, 55-53, a two-point loss to them. So that's their only two losses against two very good basketball teams. And Brush comes in with that record of 13-2 overall on the year. Highland averaging 56.5 a game. Brush averaging just under 60 points per game. Defensively, the Arcs giving up 36 a game. Highland gives up 31 points per game on the defensive end. Highland unbeaten at 8-0 in the IVC South Division, followed by Tuskegee Valley at 6-1. They'll play each other on Thursday. Ridgewood 5-2 of the conference. Indian Valley 3-4. Sandy Valley 2-5. Claymont 2-6. Garaway 0-8 in the IVC South. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this on WKLM.
Viker Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio areas of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Final game of the Classic of the Country has Highland taking on Brush here to close things out. Highland, of course, that four-point lead. Jake Sido alongside me right now for the four-point loss, I should say, to Kettering Ultra on Saturday night against a very tough, gritty Kettering Ultra team here. And it should be a different type of game tonight. Brady Thibault talking about more faster pace and just a matter of whether Highland can keep up with a very athletic Brush team tonight.
And I think this is going to be a good matchup for him. You know, Brush is built like a lot of teams that Highland could see later on down in the tournament trail, even with the expanded divisions this year. So it'll be interesting to see how they can keep up on defense. But I think on offense, the change in speed might help them out more. I don't think Brush sees a lot of these teams that play the more methodical offense, looking for the shot you want to take, not the shot they're giving you.
We'll take a break. Come back with the national anthem next on WKLM. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. And tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the national anthem live here momentarily from the court at Dave's Stable Court at the Reese Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the greatest country of freedom, like no other. Would you please rise for the playing of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner.
Once again, tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup's brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now, with tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. First, for the visiting Brush Sharks, they'll line up like this. A 5'8 freshman guard wearing number 3, Nyla Mason. A 5'7 sophomore guard wearing number 5, Shanira McDowell-Isaacs. A 5'10 sophomore guard forward, Tatiana Mason wearing number 10. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 11, Samaya Lyles. And a 6'4 junior center wearing number 24, Jacqueline Brown. Damaris Winters is the head coach of the Brush Arcs. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, they line up like this. A 5'6 sophomore guard wearing number 2, Macy Mullett. A 5'10 senior forward wearing number 3, Ellie Habiger. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 11, Evie Mass. A 5'7 senior guard wearing number 15, Trish Troyer. And a 6-foot senior post wearing number 35, that is Joplin Yoder. And Brady Schlabel is at the helm of the Highland Hawks.
And the starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They'll help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. We'll take a break. Come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 30 to 40 count cocktail shrimp, $6.98. 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, $7.88. 1 pound snow crab clusters, $13.98. 16 ounce cocktail half shrimp ring, $8.98. 40 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $19.98. And 10 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $6.48. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
And just about ready for the final game of tonight's Classic of the Country. Again, you can watch the live stream of this game via pay-per-view at WKLM.live. That's WKLM.live, courtesy of our partnership with Plaxton Communications. You can also, of course, watch the free audio version or listen to it on WKLMFM.com on Stream 1. Jumping for Highland, Joplin Yoder, a 6-foot senior, Ashland University commit. And for Brush, it'll be Jacqueline Brown, a 6'4 junior. Highland, white jerseys, white shorts, red numerals, black trim. Brush, brown jerseys, brown shorts, and gold numerals, and gold trim. for the opening toss from the Reese Center at Dave Schlabel Court. Up in the air will be won by Brush, going from left to right. Very quickly, the pass goes front court. Back with it, high on the left side of the dribble by Tatiana Mason. Gets the handoff in front of the midcourt line. Received by Shanira McDowell-Isaacs. Shovels it now right wing. Grab it on the far side by Mason. Goes out top of the pass to Brown. Gets the handoff. Here's Mason to the top of the key. Mason to the foul line. Drive. Kicks it left wing back to Isaacs. Shovel dribble back out top to call out the play. Isaacs back near the midcourt line. Crossover left wing. Drive to the baseline. Scoop shot no good. Underneath the backboard. Going to be a rebound by Ellie Habiger. Highland basketball. Troyer falls down. Pass off and stolen away by Isaacs. Her reverse layup high in the air. Going to be good. Got it to go. Shanira McDowell-Isaacs with that bucket. 2-0. Brush. Highland has the ball. Gets that press. In the backcourt goes to Habiger. Now to Joplin Yoder. Back to Habiger. Now across the timeline pass to Macy Mullen. Into the corner, received by Evie Mass. Back to Mullen, high on the right. Her three-pointer goes up there, going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be hauled in by Mason. Arcs basketball to the front court, up 2-0. And Mason with it across the half-court line. Dribbles it out top. Down to the foul line, three-pointer by Mason. Goes up there, going to be no good. Rebound to the corner, goes out of bounds. And the Lady Hawks will have the basketball.
I like what I'm seeing from the Highland defense early on, Matt. They're going up, getting out on the perimeter, and I saw Joplin Yoder coming up on that first attempt there by McDowell-Isaacs. Met her at the free throw line instead of letting her get all the way down to the block, and I think that really kind of threw her off her game. She didn't get off the best shot.
Highland ball down 2-0. Into the front court pass against that press to Evie Mass. Mass to the baseline. She's bumped, and that will be a foul. And the blocking foul will indeed be the call, and that'll be slapped on Nyla Mason. First team foul on Brush. Highland to inbound beneath throwing backboard. Macy Mullen to do the honors with 6.5 to play. In the corner goes to Joplin Yoder, back to Macy Mullen. Out top to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up there, going to be no good. Rebound knocked around and be grabbed by Tatiana Mason. Brush basketball to the front court. Nice look inside. A layup off the glass, going to be good by Isaacs. She has all 4 points for Brush now at 4-0. Highland ball quick the other way. Here's Evie Mast. Back over to the midcourt line to Macy Mullet. She'll track it down, but it'll be a half-court violation. Wasn't touched by Brush. Highland has their second turnover.
Brush defense really matching the intensity so far of the Highland offense, just getting out there. Kind of the same thing we saw the Highland offense or defense do on the first defensive series there. Really not giving Highland any good looks so far early in this one.
Brush basketball. Here's Isaacs with it high on the right. 4-0 Brush. 6 minutes to play, first quarter. On the right wing to Nyla Mason, 5'8 freshman guard. Out top, grabbed by Mason, the sophomore. Mason down to the foul line, top of the key. Spins around the lane. Up out shot by Mason, going to be no good. Couldn't get it to go, but she did draw the foul. That'll send Tatiana Mason, the 5'10 sophomore, to the foul line to shoot two. First team foul on Highland in the first quarter. Called out on Macy Mullen. That'll be her first. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game, as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. First free throw, no good by Mason. She'll have one more to go. Perrin Mischler checking in for Highland, along with Tori Weaver. Checking out will be Trish Troyer and Ellie Habiger.
Tatiana Mason, third team All-State last year for this Brush squad. One of two honorable or All-State team players were on this Brush squad.
She'll split a pair. Second free throw good. 5-0 Brush. Timeout called with 5:44 to play. Third quarter. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto, Diesel, and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
5-0 Brush. The Arcs, of course, are coached by Damaris Winters, last year's Division I Coach of the Year. And a lot of great coaching here this weekend, along with the good basketball players as well.
When you look at some of the coaching records that we were able to get this year, this is Coach Winters' ninth year at Brush. 132-65 record, and that's just at Brush. He coached at a few other places before that.
Highland basketball down 5-0. Macy Mullet to the front court. 5.5 to play first quarter. Mullet spins around to the foul line. Now back into the corner. Lobs it back out top. Deflected. Goes out of bounds. And quick hands by Nyla Mason. She'll deflect it away, but Highland will inbound the ball. Tori Weaver, near side in the front court. Inbounds it to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. She'll find Tori Weaver under the basket on the backdoor cut. Couldn't handle the pass, though, and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover of the third on the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, the pressure just a little too much for the Hawks right now. Still kind of adjusting to it. I think it's something they will be able to adjust and start figuring out and score some buckets here, but just not the passing we're used to seeing from Highland.
Trying to find that offense. Had trouble with that on Saturday night as well. Here's the dribble. Near the midcourt line, Shanira McDowell-Isaacs with the basketball. Cross-court pass received now high on the right. Goes over to Mason. Mason to the corner. Joe back and down. They'll reset the offense high on the right side. Kira Shields out there as well, the 5'8 senior. Pass inside goes to Shields back in the corner now. Here's the three-pointer up in the air by Kira Shields. She'll knock it down. Off the bench, Shields knocks it down from deep. 8-0. Brush, Highland ball. Here's Tori Weaver. Pass goes front court to Perrin Mishler on the right wing. Out top, Weaver. Back in the left wing. Here's Evie Mass for a three-pointer. It's going to be good. Much-needed basket for Highland as they'll get on the board for the first time. Quickly, they'll end a layup knocked in by Nyla Mason. Her first two. It's just the Isaacs who got that ball, rather. She has six. Three-pointer by Joplin Yoder. Going to be no good on the other end for Highland. And picked up on the board. On that rebound was Nyla Mason. Rush basketball, a 10-3 advantage. 4:05 to play first quarter from the recenter. Now Isaacs to the front court. Into the corner of the pass. Three-point goes up in the air by Nyla Mason. Off the mark, rebound will be chased down by Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the front court for the Lady Hawks on the left wing. Hands it off. Macy Mullet for a three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound knocked away to the corner. It'll be tracked down by Mason. And she'll get called for the offensive foul. Got the rebound, then the forearm as she knocked Mishler to the floor. And that draws the offensive foul. Highland gets the ball right back. So that'll be the first turnover on Brush. And Trish Troyer, Ellie Habiger back in. Perrin Mishler will check out along with Evie Mast. 3:44 to play in the first. Highland down 10-3. Embedded to the paint goes to Joplin Yoder. Off out shot by Yoder. No good. Rebound. Thought for. Grabbed and finally picked up by Brush on that board. By Juliana Ferreira. Three-pointer of the quarter by Nyla Mason. Meanwhile, she'll knock it down. Mason has her first 3 points. 13-3 Brush. Highland ball. Here's Mullet to the corner. Trish Troyer, a three-pointer. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound Habiger. Lost it. Falls down. Goes out of bounds. That'll be off of Brush. Highland getting some good looks. Jake's not able to knock him down.
And they're getting the looks now, and they're starting to get open on the perimeter more. They're just not hitting the shots. I think on that last possession, Joplin Yoder took some contact, tried just heaving it towards the bucket to get a foul call. Couldn't get one, but the Hawks will eventually start hitting from deep, but they got to get them to start falling soon if they want to stay in this game.
Macy Mullet to the foul line for Lane. Pass to the side goes to Habiger. Her shot going to be blocked. You can see it's going to be a held ball, a clean block, but the arrow does point to Highland. Evie Mass checking in and replacing Tori Weaver.
Evie Mass.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Inbound of the Joplin Yoder. She'll lay it up. No good on the inbounds pass. Got on a rebound. Put back is good on the second effort by Joplin Yoder. That's her first two. Highland down 13-5. Rush has the basketball. Here's Mason to the front court. Pass goes right wing to Kira Shields. Back out top to Isaacs on the left wing. It'll be grabbed by Nyla Mason. Mason pass goes near corner to Ferreira. Down to Mason on the left wing. Holds onto it. Gets the handoff. Down to Mason. Falls down. Gets the pass off the corner to Ferreira. Ferreira will back it up. Gets the handoff back near the midcourt line. Back to Nyla Mason. Now Isaacs with the basketball to reset things. She'll find Nyla Mason. Scoop shot off the last. Going to be no good, but she drew the foul. As Trish Troyer saying, I never touched her, but they're going to call her for the foul, I believe. Second team foul, Highland, and Troyer has her first personal.
It's just kind of an unlucky break there. She drove in and created the contact. I just don't think Trish was set. I think that might be where that call came from. Of course, we can always go back on the video stream later and watch this one.
You'll find that at WKLM.live. That free throw no good on the first attempt for the freshman, Nyla Basem. And has one more to go. 13-5. Rush with the lead with 2.5 to play in the first. Nyla Basem now for the second free throw. That's up, no good, missed them both. Rebound to Trish Troyer. Highland basketball, down by 8. Edie Mass to the front court. Has it out top, pass by wing, Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the rush, spin around. She'll pick it up. Has it deflected and stolen away. Into the front court, the dribble after the fourth turnover for Highland. And Rush has it now to Nyla Mason on the right wing. She'll pick it up, pass goes to the corner, grabbed by Tatiana Mason. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Her third rebound. Macy Mullen to the front court for Highland. Into the corner, Trish Troyer. Troyer crossover to the baseline. Comes to a jump stop. Pass out top. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Tatiana Mason. Now to Isaacs. Her layup is going to be no good. Missed it. Rebound to Macy Mullen. Mullen to the front court for Highland. Has it out top. Now the Trish Troyer, inside Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the paint, lost it, grabs it, knocked away, out of bounds, off of who?
Ooh, I wasn't so sure about that. They're going to give it to Brush, but it looked to me that it went off Nyla Mason's foot and went out, but I think the official on the baseline was blocked out. That'll be turnover number 6 on the Hawks.
Brady Stable trying to state the case as well. But Brush will have it. Inbounded to Shania McDowell-Isaacs with the basketball. The sophomore point guard will take it across the timeline. Into the front court, grabbed by Samaya Lyles. Now top to Ferreira. Now to Isaacs. Back to the corner, three-pointer for the year by Tatiana Mason. She'll knock it down from the far side. Tatiana Mason, her first points of the game, a three-point basket. Highland ball. And Edie Mast had it, and it's going to be a reach-in foul called on Tatiana Mason, I believe. Are they going to call that a held ball?
I believe they called it a foul.
Second team foul on Rush. Mason has her first personal. 16-5. Rush with the lead. 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. Embedded to Macy Mullen. Back in the corner, going to be deflected, out of bounds, off of Edie Mast, hands, and that'll be a turnover on Highland, now up to 7.
That's just an unlucky one. It got past the Brush defender, kind of tipped, and tomorrow a soccer term, nutmegged Evie over in the corner, went between her legs and just wasn't able to grab onto it.
Here's Isaacs across the timeline, races it to the foul line, to the lane, into the corner, goes to Nyla Mason, that three-pointer, in and out, no good, rebound Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball on the fast break. Joplin kicks her right wing. Macy Mullet, her three-pointers up, and they're going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Tatiana Mason. 30 seconds on the right wing to Isaacs. Her three-pointer's going to be off the mark. Goes out of bounds. No save somehow, but into the hands of Ellie Habiger. So Highland will corral it. 18 seconds to go in the first. Macy Mullet now for the final shot of the first quarter. 12 seconds to go. Mullet comes to a jump stop, spinning it around. 6 seconds. The handoff back in the corner to Habiger. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound. And he picked up by grabbed that time of the board by Samaya Lyles. That'll close out the first. At the end of one, it is Brush 16, Highland 5. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy. See.
All ready for the start of the second quarter of play. Reminder on FN 95.3 tonight, we have the College Football National Championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. That's on FN 95.3. Of course, on WKLMFM.com and Stream 1, we have the audio for this Highland Rush game. And also, we're live streaming the game via pay-per-view at WKLM.live, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Rush has the basketball. Isaac's bounce pass goes high on the right side to Samaya Lyles. Back out top of the pass. Goes to Mason on the left wing to Isaac's. Isaac dribbles the top of the key. Picks it up. Back in the corner. Goes over to the near side. Back inside. Over to the pass on the far end to Jacqueline Brown. Goes back out top with it. Now to Isaac's. Isaac's left wing. Back inside to Brown. Lobs it high in the air. Back to the corner. Over to Nyla Mason on the right wing. Now the dribble. Back to Mason in the corner. Mason, three-pointer, goes up for the air. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Brush. Highland will have the basketball.
Well, you don't see that play too often anymore. The old double screen pick and roll all the way up top.
Highland has it. Here's Macy Mullen. Early in the second. Highland searching for some offense here. Now a 2-3 zone defense looks like a bright Brush on the left wing. Matchup zone. Pass goes cross court and stolen away by Isaacs. Isaacs across the timeline. Down to the foul line, back to the corner, goes to Nyla Mason. Cross-court pass now received by Samaya Lyles. Back to Mason near the midcourt line. Hand off back to Lyles. Now back to Isaacs, left wing, back over to Nyla Mason. Mason, three-pointer, goes high in the air, going to be no good, missed everything. Highland ball, first quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 1-for-8 on three-point tries, 13% shooting. Rush was 3-for-8 for 38%. Highland 1-for-4 for 25% from two-point range. Rush was 3-of-5 for 60%. Rush 1-of-4 for the foul line, 25%. Highland did not attempt the foul shot. Highland out rebounding Rush 11-to-8 in that first quarter. Seven turnovers for Highland, just one for Brush. Highland ball in the second. Pass to the corner, goes to Edie Mast. Mast drive to the lane. Her shot up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Tatiana Mason. Arch basketball to the front court. Mason, her fifth rebound. Pass left wing. It'll be grabbed by Juliana Ferreira. Back up to Mason. Mason drive. Scoop pass inside. Short line. Jacqueline Brown, who banks it up in there.
That was pretty. The no-look pass right underneath, and I don't think anyone saw that one coming.
Brown, her first two. Highland ball. Ball put close. A reach and foul will be called on Isaacs going for the steal. First team foul. Brush in the quarter. Isaacs has her first personal foul. We were talking about, Jake, you're not going to shut down this Brush team. They're too quick, too athletic. And for Highland, comes down to, you're going to have to knock down some shots.
And they're going to have to start shooting them from three. I hate to say you got to live and die by the three in a game like this, because we know Joplin Yoder can play with the best of them in the post, but you're just down so much, you need to start getting those extra points.
Here's Macy Mullen, top of the key. Now the Trish Troyer, her three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be in and out, no good. Rebound Habiger, back to Joplin Yoder, but she'll throw it away instead, stolen by Tatiana Mason. Arch basketball, Mason on the fast break, down to the foul line. Gets the handoff, back to Isaacs, behind the back pass goes to Tatiana Mason, her three-pointer's no good. Rebound slapped into the hands of Joplin Yoder. Highland down 18-5, 5.5 to play in the half. Macy Mullen's pass goes cross-court, Trish Troyer. Troyer backs it up near the midcourt line. She'll find Evie Mast. Mast calls out the play. Now to Troyer, back in the corner to Ellie Habiger. Now to Troyer with it high on the left. Back in the corner now. Three-pointer by Evie Mast up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Juliana Ferreira. Rush basketball, they have a 13-point advantage. Tatiana Mason to the front court. Hands it off to Isaacs. Back over to Lyles. Back to Isaacs near that midcourt line. The call out to play. Guarded by A.D. Mast. As the Arcs will spread the four. Goes out top of it. Tatiana Mason. Jab step. She'll back it up. Down to the foul line, to the lane, back to the corner. Ferreira with a three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound by Tatiana Mason, however. Backs it up to the left wing. 4.5 to play, second quarter. And finally, a timeout call with 4:20 to play in the half. An 18-5 lead for Rush. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Holmes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Fed and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. It'll be Brush basketball out of the timeout to inbound. It's going to be Akira Shields, the 5'8 senior. Pass inbounded to Shanira McDowell-Isaacs, who holds onto it. Guarded by Evie Mast again. Isaacs dribbles it down right point. Crossover to the foul line. Whips a pass to the corner. Goes over to Shields. Shields backs it up. Tight defense by Trish Troyer. Back to the corner. Back to Isaacs. She'll reset things back near the midcourt line. Now guarded by Macy Mullen. 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Back to Shields, now to Isaacs. Isaacs puts the double team to the foul line. Pass to the corner goes to Ferreira. Ferreira now to the left point. Great defense by the Lady Hawks. Out top, Tatiana Mason. As the Arcs definitely trying to figure out this Highland defense right now.
It almost seems, Matt, they might just be content trying to take some time off the clock here in the second quarter.
There's Ferreira, pass inside, grabbed by Isaacs, no good. Rebound put back by Jacqueline Brown, no good. Rebound again by Brown, finally she'll put it back up. That'll be good by the 6'4 junior, Jacqueline Brown. She has four, Highland ball. Macy Mullet passed inside, Jonathan Yoder. Yoder under the bucket, inside the paint, Tori Weaver off her hands and diving after it, grabbed by Brown, they'll get the steal. 20-5 Brush, Highland has their 10th turnover. And Arcs had the basketball. Isaacs calls out the play. She'll find Shields with the high on the right. Back in the corner to Ferreira. Gets it back out top to Tatiana Mason. Mason crossover. 2:45 in counting, second quarter. Down to the corner. Cut off by Weaver. Three-pointer for the air by Tatiana Mason. No good. Rebound knocked in the hands of Tori Weaver. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet. Mullet out top. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder. Yoder backs it in, double team. Her shot up off the glass, that's going to be good. Joplin has four, 20-7 the ball, the score down in the second quarter. Arcs with it. Mason's pass goes out top. Over to Isaacs. Her three-pointer top of the key by Isaacs. Going to be in and out, no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. She'll find Macy Mullet with the basketball. Mullet to the front court. On the left wing. Comes to a jump stop. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer's up there. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Tatiana Mason. Lady Hawks have had a number of shots go halfway down and have missed in this first half. Mason's pass goes left corner to Ferreira. Her three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound put back is good by Tatiana Mason, though. Good and a foul by Macy Mullet and a chance now for a three-point play. First team foul of the quarter on Highland, and Mullet has her second personal foul.
That was already Tatiana Mason's eighth rebound, two on the offensive end so far for her. She's one of two from the charity stripe so far this evening.
6 points in all, 22-7 advantage for Brush. 1:40 to play in the half. Matt Croy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast from the recenter, the final game of the 2025 and 22nd annual Classic in the Country. That free throw's up. It's going to be good. 7 points for Mason. She'll check out. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 South, Millersburg. Highland basketball. Here's Evie Mast. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder. Now in the corner, three-pointer by Macy Mullet. Going to be off the mark. And going to be over the backboard after the missed shot. And Brush will have it on the back baseline. Fulker pressure on by Highland, inbounded. Now the pressure backs off. And in the front court, Arcs had the basketball. And it'll be Samantha Lyles. Or should see Samaya Lyles with the 5'5 junior. Pass goes out top. Now to Nyla Mason on the left wing, back to Lyles. Now to Mason with the high on the left. 1 minute to play in the half. Drive by Nyla Mason. Pass right wing, three-pointer by Shields up in the air, no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor, out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Joplin Yoder, couldn't corral it, and the Arcs will keep the basketball. 52 seconds to play in the second quarter. Lyles shovels it out top, corralled by Shields. Now to Mason with it high on the left. 45 seconds to play. Now gets the handoff. Over to Shields. Near side of the pass to Lyles. Back out top. Now to Ferreira. Ferreira passed inside. Going to be grabbed now by Shields to the near corner. And now Lyles will dribble back out to the top of the key with 30 seconds to go. Now gets the handoff. Looking for that final shot of the half is Brush up 23-7.
Almost breaking out of four corners offense here.
And finally a timeout. 18 seconds to play in the half. 23-7 Brush. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Brush has the lead, 23-7 here, 18 seconds to play in the half, and Highland just kind of searching for offense as they were back on Saturday.
And it's kind of the same deal. They're just not getting the shots to fall, but, I mean, you got to be a little more happy of your coach Schlabaugh with the way the defense has responded. They're getting up, pushing, and, yeah, Brush maybe is trying to take some time off the clock, maybe not make this a back-and-forth game, get everyone tired out right now, but... they're just not getting quality shots, and they've gone cold from beyond the arc.
Buzzer goes off inadvertently, so I have to figure that out. Yeah, so we'll stop action momentarily.
Well, they had six on the court. That should be a technical foul.
Yep.
And because they started play, so it's going to be a technical foul on Brush, I believe.
Indeed. So Joplin Yoder looking like she'll be stepping to the charity stripe to indeed shoot that, and she'll step to the foul line right now.
I haven't seen that in a game since I was in high school.
No.
So the first bench tech.
That free throw up is good on the first technical free throw by Joplin Yoder. Her fifth point tonight, landing it up for the second one, averaging 16 a game and 8 rebounds per contest, Joplin Yoder. Second free throw, no good by the 6-foot senior, came in averaging at a 78% free throw shooter, I should say, on the season. Split a pair, and Highland also gets the ball due to that technical. So a chance now for Highland to get that final shot of the half. Hadberger inbounds it to Macy Mullett. 10 seconds to go, Mullett to the right wing. Out top, Hadberger. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. 6 seconds to play. Out top, Macy Mullett. Back in the corner, Trish Troyer. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good. And that will do it for the first half. Halftime score from the recenter. It is Brush 23, Highland 8. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM.
Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Are you
ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC. It is halftime of the final game of the Classic of the Country. It's a 23-8 lead for Brush. They led 16-5 after one and outscored Highland 7-3 in the second quarter. And Brush has that 23-8 advantage over Highland at halftime. For Brush, leading the way was Tatiana Mason in the first half. She was 1-4 on three-point tries, 1-for-2 from two-point range, and 2-for-3 from the foul line. Mason had 7 first-half points. Also, 6 points by McDowell in the, I should say 6 points by Isaac in that first half of play. Yeah, it was Isaac's with the 6, and she would knock down 6 points all coming in that first quarter, going 3-for-6 from two-point range. 4 points for Jacqueline Brown, 3 for Nyla Mason, 3 points by Kira Shields, rounding out the Brush total of 23. For Highland, most of the scoring coming from Joplin Yoder again. She had 5 points in that first half. As for Joplin, again, the 5 points going 0-for-2 on three-point tries, 2-for-4 from two-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line for her total of 5. Also, 3 points for Evie Mass to round out the total for Highland of 8 points. Halftime score, Brush 23, Highland 8. Now for the final first-half team numbers, here is Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. Taking a look at three-point shooting, Highland just 1 of 13 for 8% and 2 of 6 from two-point land for 33%. Shauna combined 3 of 19 for 16%. On the other side, Brush 3 of 15 from downtown for 20%, 6 of 11 from two-point range for 54%, a combined total of 9 of 26 for 35%. Highland 1 of 2 from the charity stripe on those technical free throws from Joplin Yoder for 50%. 2 of 5 went the Arcs for 40%. Arcs with a slight rebounding edge, 18 to 17. Hawks have turned the ball over 10 times. 2 turnovers by Brush.
Individual rebounding leaders for Brush in the first half. Tatiana Mason finished up with 8 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end. And for Highland leading the way, it was Joplin Yoder who had 6 boards. Ellie Habecker had 4 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end. 23-8 lead for Rush. And Rush, again, is a quick athletic. We saw that throughout the first half. And they played that on the offensive end. The Highlands have trouble scoring on that on the other side for Highlands' offense.
Yeah, really not what you wanted to see. But on the flip side, you held them to 7 points in that second quarter. So they're finding some things on defense. But the Hawks, they just need to get shots to fall. Especially you get that technical free throw there because of six players coming out after the timeout. You hit the one, but you miss the other. And I think the Hawks, maybe instead of shooting all the threes, like I said, you might have to start doing earlier. They got to drive in, try to draw those fouls and get to the charity stripe, make up some of this deficit with the clock stopped.
23-8 lead for Rush at halftime. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded more than $11 million in scholarships to nearly 2,800 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Scholarship applications for the 2024-2025 academic year will open in January. To apply, please visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
To boost your career in 2025, Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Trying to decide if now is the right time to stop renting and purchase a home? Ask yourself a few questions. Are you ready to settle down? Can you afford to pay for repairs and maintenance costs? For many people, the decision comes down to what you can afford at the moment. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our expert lenders are here to help you make one of the biggest decisions of your life. Everyone has different needs. Our job is to listen to your story and help determine the best way to turn the page on your life's journey. The Kilbuck Savings Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Already here for the second half of action. Reminder, you can Purchase the live stream coverage of this game at WKLM.live, courtesy of Claxton Communications. That's WKLM.live. And if you missed the other games, you'd like to watch them, and yeah, you can purchase those as well, even though the Classic is finishing up. We're also on WKLMFM.com and Stream 1. Of course, on the radio tonight on FM 95.3, we have the national championship game, Ohio State taking on Notre Dame on FM 95.3. High level ball to begin the third quarter of play. Here's Macy Bullitt, has it on the left wing, gets the handoff. Now to Trish Troyer. Troyer's pass inside. Joplin Yoder backs it into the paint. Yoder shot off the last. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Jacqueline Brown. To the front court quickly to Isaacs. Her layup going to be up in the air. No good on the double clutch, but she drew a foul. And that was a foul on Ellie Habiger, her first team foul on the Lady Hawks.
And going back to the other end, I think maybe Coach Schlabel kind of was thinking around the same lines as I was. They had Joplin go in, try to post up and make that contact. Not able to get the layup, but then going to the other side, you give up a chance at the free throw line.
Isaacs, the free throw's up. Ain't going to be no good on the first attempt. And has one more to go. Isaacs has 6 points so far on the night. That free throw up, that's going to be in and out, no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Ellie Habiger. Good box out. Highland has the ball. Fifth rebound for Habiger. Macy Mullen across the midcourt line. Bounce pass, right block to Joplin Yoder. Yoder under the bucket, looking. Pass left wing now to Trish Troyer. Out top, Macy Mullen. Left wing, Joplin Yoder. Head fake dribbles it to the baseline. Lane, her shot off the last is going to be good.
That's big there. Joplin can start to gain a little confidence going in against these bigs. That could change this game in a hurry.
Joplin has 7, 23-10 lead for Brush. Arcs with the basketball. 1 minute into the third quarter. On the right wing to Isaacs. Crossover out top. Kicks it right wing. Back over to Kiera Shields. Dribbles it to the baseline. Shields head fake. Double dribble. Good defense again by Highland. That's going to be the third turnover on Brush.
Yeah, she knew it. I think she just kind of got in her head a little bit there. And like, oh, I still have my dribble. Put it down. And immediately like, oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Highland basketball down by 13 early in the third. Macy Mullen out top. She'll be bumped. No foul. Takes it out top. Bounce pass. Joplin Yoder right at the foul line. Spins around. Backs it up. Three-pointer. No. Head fake. Good closeout defense by Jacqueline Brown. Pass inside. Deflected and stolen away. Highland has the turnover. Their 11th. Arcs basketball. Long pass to the corner. Drive by Nyla Mason to the baseline. She falls down. Gets the pass off. Going to be a diving grab somehow by Shields. And she calls a timeout before it went out of bounds. 6:19 to play in the third, 23-10 Brush. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, Financial Advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Brush basketball out of the timeout. And inbound midway into the front court on the far side for them. That's Nyla Mason. And the freshman inbounds into the hands of Shanira McDowell-Isaacs. Back with it out top. Isaacs with the basketball. Sutter stepped down to the foul line to the lane. Her runner up in the air going to be good. Tough shot knocked down by Isaacs. She has 8. Highland basketball down 25-10. Three-pointer for the quarter by Edie Mass. Going to be no good. Goes over the backboard after the missed shot. That's been the theme throughout this classic. Getting those open looks, but not able to knock him down.
And it's not just been Highland that's had issues. It seems like a lot of teams have come in here and had trouble shooting the threes.
Arcs had the basketball and a 15-point advantage. McDowell-Isaacs to the front court. Pass goes left wing over to Tatiana Mason. Dribbles the top of the key, down to the foul line. Pass right corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Nyla Mason. And rebound to the opposite corner by Evie Mast. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet to the front court. Mullet lobs the right wing back to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line. Elaine scoop shot by Mast. Going to be no good, but she drew a foul. And had a step on Kira Shields, who got that foul. First team foul on Brush. And Shields has her first personal foul.
Good job there by Evie Mast. I know I talked to Tori Weaver after the game the other night in our interviews, and said she might be the most fearless member of this Hawks team, but Evie's right there with her, always scrapping, trying to get something going.
First free throw good by Evie Mast. She has 4 points so far tonight. Getting set for her second free throw at the conclusion of tonight's contest. We'll be announcing the Thud & Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thud & Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw, no good. Rebound knocked in the hands of Tatiana Mason. Brush basketball. They lead at 25-11. Mason to the front court. They hand off to Isaacs. Now to Nyla Mason. Back to Tatiana. She'll dribble it. Spins around to the lane. Nice move. And pass. Jacqueline Brown. She'll make it up and in. Brown has six.
Just camped out in the paint there. Able to get a good look and lay it in.
Tori Weaver, the handoff to Trish Troyer. Troyer to the foul circle. Hands it off now to Evie Mast. Drive. Lane. Left point back to Joplin Yoder. Drive. Lane. Yoder falls down. Stumbles. Gets fouled. She was tripped up. Foul on the floor. That'll be the second team foul of Rush in this third quarter of play.
You know, surprised about that one. I thought they might have gotten that one on the shot. She was driving in and ran into two defenders. But, again, good job there. You got to figure out something. And if driving in is going to get you some fouls racked up and a chance to go in.
Shot off the inbounds pass. Joplin Yoder makes it up and in. Joplin now has 9-4 in the quarter. 27-13 lead for Rush. But Highland trying to chip away at that deficit. Here's the basketball with Isaacs out top for Brush. Working against Para Mishler, the freshman, now defending her on the court. The handoff now to Nyla Mason. Back to Tatiana. That's a half-court violation right at half court. Trying to hand it off. Tough on the exchange, and that'll be a turnover the fourth on Brush tonight.
You know, give credit there to Para Mishler. We've talked a lot about how we see all the tools starting to come together for her to be a very big weapon for this Highland team. And her defense getting up there, just basically trying to hold her up near midcourt, is kind of what led to that turnover.
Inbound of the corner goes to Habiger. Dumps it inside. Joplin Yoder backs it in. Joplin shot off the last. No good. Rebound juggled under the basket by Habiger off her leg and out of bounds. Couldn't corral the board, and it'll be Brush basketball instead on the back baseline.
Yeah, Joplin wanted a foul there. He's not going to get one. There was a lot of contact down low, but the officials have been really letting them play unless you throw out an arm or throw an obvious push.
Arcs with it. Into the front court up 27-13. Isaacs crosses over to the foul circle. Dumps it inside. Tatiana Mason falls down and gets called for the foul. Does Joplin Yoder with the forearm. Second team foul on Highland. Joplin has her first personal foul.
Joplin, I'll take the blame for that one. I just talked about them letting them play down low. That's my bad. That's the broadcaster jinx.
Tatiana will go to the foul line now. Yeah, she does have 7 points. Looking for the first point for her in the second half. That free throw is up, going to be good. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with the sterling silver to 14 karat gold jewelry. They have a wide selection of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Second free throws up, that's going to be good as well. Buried both by Tatiana Mason, 9 points for her. 29-13 Brush. Fulker pressure on. Mishler beats it across the timeline. Her pass goes to Evie Mast. She'll be fouled. Going for the steal, Tatiana Mason across midcourt. 13th foul on Brush. Mason has her second. I believe
it's going to be her third personal actually. Foul.
So three personal fouls on Tatiana. Joplin Yoder to inbound it for Highland midway into the front court. Inbounded to Evie Mast. Facing the 2-3 zone defense now of Brush. Out top now to Tori Weaver. Around the foul line, Joplin, bad pass. It'll be stolen away. Into the front court. Here's Isaacs to the bucket. Her layup left hand. That's good. Isaacs has 10-4 in the quarter, 31-13 Brush. Evie Mast pass inside Joplin Yoder, double team. Into the quarter, Para Mishler, head fake. Mishler, three-pointer blocked. Rebound by Joplin. Dumps it inside, knocked away by Jacqueline Brown. And Highland will have it to win it down, but he threw a backboard as Trish Troyer checks back in for Tori Weaver. And Evie Mast to win better. Air pass to the right wing. Paramishler, her three-pointer's up, and they're going to be knocked down by the freshman. Paramishler from deep. 31-16 rush.
Just the second three-pointer by the Hawks tonight, their first since the first quarter.
Isaac's drive, pass, right quarter. Three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be good. Getting the roll that time for the right side was Sabaya Lyles from deep. Her first points of the game. 34-16 rush. Highland ball. Now Trish Troyer with it on the left wing. Cross-court pass, Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it and hand off back to Edie Mast at the top of the key. She'll back it up against that 2-3 zone. On the right wing, Paramishler thought about it. Bounce pass inside, Joplin Yoder backs it in. Joplin, cross-court pass goes to Trish Troyer. Thought about it, crossover to the baseline. Knocked to the floor, going after the basketball and stolen away. It's going to be a held ball. Arrow does point the brush. So turnover on Highland. And now up to 13 turnovers tonight.
You know, the big part about Paramishler making that three-pointer a little bit ago, that's going to bring some more pressure to her. Maybe open up someone for the Hawks around the outside, or maybe make them respect the ability that she could try to just dump it inside to Joplin Yoder a little bit more. Joplin's starting to get clobbered down there in the paint, and it's very physical.
2:40 and counting, third quarter, rush basketball, and that 34-16 advantage. Isaacs to the foul line, fumbles it on the floor, and tied up again. This time, arrow points to Highland. Too much dribbling in the fifth turnover on the Arcs. 2.5 to play third quarter, and real critical stretch here if Highland can try to cut into this deficit. And it'll be Macy Mullis to the front court. Dribbles it to the right wing. Around the foul line, Trish Troyer backs it up. Out top to Macy Mullis. Left wing, Edie Mast. Back out top to Macy Mullis. On the left side, here's Habiger. Habiger to the corner. Gets the handoff, Joplin Yoder. Jab step, Joplin dribbles it to the foul line. Falls down, she will be fouled. Fourth team foul on Brush in this third quarter of play.
It's going to go against Lyles.
First personal foul on Samaya Lyles. So Highland inbound beneath their own backboard. 2:05 to play in the third. Mullet to Joplin. Joplin to the baseline. Inside the paint, Joplin Yoder has it stripped away and a steal. Into the front court. Nyla Mason has it, the 14th Highland turnover. Isaacs to the foul line. Back out top, Nyla Mason. She'll reset things. Lobs it on the right post, goes to Tatiana Mason. Her shot up in the air, it's going to be off the mark. Rebound, 5-4, knocked to the floor, saved by Mullet, no. They're seeing it's out of bounds. So it will indeed be Brush basketball. And timeout Highland, 1:40 to play in the third, 34-16 Brush. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
And out of the timeout, it'll be Brush with the basketball. And the win bet for them going to be Samaya Lyles. They had that 34-16 lead. Lyles lobs it out top. Corralled by Nyla Mason. Back to Isaacs. Isaacs will survey the Highland defense, man-to-man defense by the Lady Hawks. Isaacs crossover to the left wing. Drive to the baseline. Her layup off the last is going to be good.
That was one of those almost looked like she was throwing a shot put, just throwing it up there.
She has 12-6 in the quarter. Highland ball down 36-16. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. Head fake. Her shot off the glass is going to be no good that time. Got her own rebound. Head fake. Shot again. Off the glass. Good on a foul on Jacqueline Brown as both players go crashing to the floor. And Joplin will have a chance for a three-point play.
Joplin getting up slowly. Looks like she's okay. Brown's up two now.
15 foul Brush, meanwhile, in the third quarter. Brown has her second personal foul. And Joplin indeed is onto her feet and at the foul line.
I was about to say, Joplin really hadn't been able to buy a foul down there so far this evening. And, you know, she's been taking a lot of body down low. I think just a little too much that time from Brown for the officials' liking.
She has 11 points in all, six in the quarter. Joplin lines it up. It's up in the air. She'll knock it down. 36-19 Brush. Presses on. Here's Tatiana Mason to Nyla. Now to the front court, grabbed by Juliana Ferreira. It's taken off back to Tatiana Mason, high on the right. 54 seconds in counting, third quarter. Mason stutters up to the baseline, spins around. She's cut off. Shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Joplin Yoder. Evie Mast has it now. 40 seconds to play in the third. Mast on the right wing, out top. Joplin Yoder, her three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be off the mark. Goes out of bounds and not able to knock it down. And the Arcs will have it again with 34 seconds to play. Highland came in 13-2, while Brush comes in at 13-2 on the season. Highland had snapped her 13-game winning streak on Saturday. Brush currently has a 12-game winning streak. Embedded. It'll be grabbed in the backyard by Shania McDowell-Isaacs, the point guard and sophomore across the timeline. Pass right side goes over to Lithia Wren, to Samaya Lyles. Back over to Shields on the far side. Now Isaacs in the corner, 17 seconds. Stutter step, Isaac, 18-footer, goes up in the air with a shot. She'll knock it down. Pretty move and bucket by Isaacs. 8 seconds to go in the third. Into the corner, Para Mishler, a three-pointer by the freshman, going to be knocked down again. Para Mishler, her second main three-pointer of the second half. And that'll close out the third through three quarters. It is Brush 38 and Highland 22. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Check out this property located at 103 Brambley Hedge Drive in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $175,000. This two-bedroom, two-bath condo is move-in ready with new flooring, a new AC unit, and all major appliances. It includes an open concept with over 1,200 square feet of living space, along with a one-car garage and patio in the back, and some furnishings included. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4000 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Brush outscored Highland on nip and tuck third quarter, 15-14 in the third. And Brush has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter of action. And they have a 38-22 advantage. Arch with the basketball into the front court with it is Shania McDowell-Isaacs. As they'll spread the floor, she'll take it down high on the right. Foul called off the basketball. Offensive foul. Knocking Macy Mullett onto the floor. And that's going to be the first team foul Brush to begin this fourth quarter. Call that on Tatiana Mason, her fourth personal foul. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 2 of 5 on three-pointers. Brush 0 for 1. Highland 2 for 3 from two-point range, 67%. Brush was 5 for 7. Highland 2 for 3 for the foul line for 67%. Brush was 2 of 4 for 50%. Brush out rebounding Highland 7 to 5. Four turnovers for Highland, 3 for Brush in that third quarter. Highland ball, here's Joplin Yoder out top. Bumped, no foul still. Down to Trish Troyer out top. On the left wing, Evie Mast. Mast, top of the key. Here's Habiger on the right point. She'll find Macy Mullen out top. Crossover to the foul line. Mullen knocked away, grabbed by Joplin. Kicks the right wing back to Trish Troyer. Back out top of the pass to Macy Mullen. On the left side, Evie Mast. Mast drive, lane. She'll be buffed, and that will be a foul finally. And they'll call that on Ferreira. Second team foul on Brush. Ferreira will have for her her second personal foul.
I was going to say, from my perspective, it's getting pretty chippy down there.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of contact, especially up high, and that's not what you want to see in a game like this.
Pass out top, Evie Mast. On the left wing to Macy Mullett. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four will be picked up by Kira Shields with the rebound. Shields got the board, the senior, and now Brush has the basketball. Nobody has scored so far in the fourth with a little over a minute into it. Now the Shields on the right point. Spins around. Her shot for the foul circle up for the air going to be no good from 18 feet away. Rebound by Ferreira, however. Back out top the Shields on the right wing to Nyla Mason. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. She has 10 rebounds. Joplin, another double-double. Joplin, three-pointer. Right wing up in the air going to be short of the rim. And out of bounds. Having to do a lot again tonight, Joplin, and maybe trying to find those legs here in this fourth quarter.
And that's something, you know, Joplin Yoder, having a player like that on your team can always really boost you to another level. But she's really been the Highland Hawks offense tonight, shooting 6 of 10 from two-point land so far and 2 of 3 from the charity stripe.
Brush with the basketball. The handoff to Kira Shields. And she'll find Nyla Mason high on the left. Mason out top. Crossover to the foul line. Back in the left wing. Here's Shields. Isaacs with a runner-up in the air. Going to be knocked down by Isaacs in the bucket. With the foul, Isaacs a chance now for a three-point play.
Talk about another player who's had a great shooting night. Isaacs now 8 of 11 from two-point range.
And, boy, she had a quick first step. Quick second and third step, too. That's going to be the first personal foul on Torrey Weaver. First team foul on Highland. And Isaacs has 13 points on the night. That free throw is going to be good. Completes the three-point play. A 41-22 Brush advantage. Highland with the ball against the 2-2-1 press. Weaver's pass goes to Macy Mullen in the backcourt. Dribbles it. Back over to Weaver. Across midcourt. But should be knocked on the floor before that. That will be a foul on Isaacs. And 13 foul Brush. Isaacs now has her second personal foul.
Isaacs left her feet just trying to get up there and deflect that pass and just the follow through. You know, nothing intentional or anything. Just got Macy across the face. Looks like she's okay, though.
Highland ball. Here's Trish Troyer. Around the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Back in the corner. Grabbed by Macy Mullett. Thought about it. Down to Joplin on the right wing. Out top of the pass. She'll be bumped in foul by Nyla Mason. 14 foul on Brush. Mason has her second personal. 5:42 to play. Evie Mass will check in. Trish Troyer will have a seat. Weaver now to inbound it for Highland. Midway into the front court on the far side. She'll find Macy Mullett now to Weaver. Left wing, Evie Mast. Back in the corner to Perrin Mishler. She'll dribble back out top. Macy Mullett now has the right wing. Mullett, three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. She'll put it back up. Going to be hacked on the arm. Joplin on the foul on Kira Shields. 15th foul on Brush, meanwhile. And Shields has her second. Joplin Yoder at the foul line to shoot two. 12 points, Joplin Yoder tonight. Out of the 22 for Highland. So she's got half their points. Looking to add on to that right here. That's up in the air. Going to be good. 5.5 to play. Highland trying to hang in there. Down 41-23, but again, we're in that final period. Here's the second free throw up. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound, juggled, grabbed by Perrin Mishler, the freshman again. Grabs it, and she'll be having a held ball. The arrow does point to Highland. So Mishler, she's provided the spark tonight. The 2 3-pointers in the third. Got the offensive board right there. Macy Mullett now to inbound. Her pass goes to Joplin Yoder. She'll be knocked to the floor. No foul. Evie Mast out top. Left wing, Perrin Mishler. Thought about it. Now dribbles it. Spins around. She'll find Macy Mullett. Drive. Foul line. Bumped. Fouled. That'll be a foul on Nyla Mason. As she ran into that wall, Nyla Mason, her third personal. Double bonus now the rest of the way.
Not happy about that call is Nyla Mason. I think it was the right one, but I might be a little biased. But, you know, anytime you kind of get in there and you're going for the tie-up, there's always a chance you're going to grab the arm. And I think maybe the official just thought there was too much contact there to justify a tie-up.
They've been physical, and seems Highland maybe can take advantage of that here this fourth quarter. That free throw good on the first and also on the second attempt. Both good for Macy Mullet. And ball thrown away against that press. It'll be out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Brush. Highland down 41-25. They had the basketball. Just the seventh turnover on Brush tonight. It'll be Ellie Haviger to inbound at near side corner.
Home Brush only has one timeout remaining. They used three of them in the first half trying to set up plays.
Handed off on the pass over to Trish Troyer inside Joplin Yoder. She's double-teamed. Now to Evie Mass. Left point, Macy Mullet. Her three-pointers up, and they're going to be off the mark. Rebound snatched reality by Ellie Haviger. She'll have it. Now to cutting Macy Mullet. Drive. Scoop shot by Mullet. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Ferreira, and she'll be fouled by Ellie Haviger. Second team foul on Highland. Haviger will have her second personal foul. Couple opportunities. Not able to cash in is Highland with 105 minutes to go, and at the back baseline to inbound will be Juliana Ferreira, the 5'10 junior. Full court pressure on, inbounded. Grabbed by Lyles, back to Ferreira. She'll find Nyla Mason. Back in the front court, Kira Shields. Loves it inside, Jacqueline Brown. Back in the corner, stolen away by Ellie Haviger. She'll throw it back away to Brown. Turnovers both directions, and then Brusher will have the ball right back. 4.5 to play, and they have that 16-point lead.
That was the first Highland turnover of the fourth quarter.
Much better with the basketball there as Kira Shields has it. Back out top to Ferreira. Inside the foul circle, Ferreira backs it into the right block. Her shot up in the air going to be knocked down. It'll fall in for Ferreira.
I don't know how she got that
in. I don't either. Highland ball. Evie Mass bounce pass to the right block to Joplin Yoder. Reverse step by Yoder. That's no good. Rebound, Jacqueline Brown. Arch with it, up 43-25. Here's Lyles to the corner. Now to Kira Shields, back out top to Samaya Lyles. Now to Shields with it as he'll spread the floor. With 3:40 to go. That pass off the hands of Lyles, out of bounds, couldn't handle the pass. And that will be a turnover, 9 now for Brush, compared to 15 for Highland tonight.
Perrin Mishler going to check back in here. I'd like to see her maybe try to get a few more open looks outside. I know you hit Barry two threes. It's a lot harder to get those open looks, but it'd be a good one to see.
Lady Hawks have it against the 2-3 zone defense. Mullet right wing picks it up. Her pass deflected to Perrin Mishler. Timeout Highland with 3:23 to play. It is Brush 43, Highland 25. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Inco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 16-ounce imitation crab flake style, $3.98. 12.5-ounce crab cakes, $4.58. 20-ounce stuffed clams, $5.48. 10-ounce breaded butterfly shrimp for $4.58. 16-ounce boom boom shrimp with sauce, $7.98. And breaded coconut shrimp for $7.98. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed Inc. player of the game. That player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Fed Inc. custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Highland basketball, Macy Mullen has it out top. Now to Evie Mast, 3:18 and counting. Now to Mullet, back of the corner, Joplin Yoder. Her pass going to be grabbed by Mullet. She goes falling out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called on Nyla Mason, as she was held on to. Mason has her fourth personal. It'll be her third personal foul.
I'm not sure what she thought.
They changed that up on that foul. Anyway, yeah, the foul is called. Macy Bullitt lines it up. That free throw up in the air, going to be good. Bullitt has 3 points. 3:09 to go. That free throw up, that's good as well. 4 points, Macy Bullitt. 43-27, Brush. Arcs with it, pass goes front court. Be a foul called on the pass. It'll be on Evie Mass. 13 foul on Highland.
Mass first of this night.
Arcs will have it to inbound midway into the front court, the far side, Nyla Mason. Kicks it back out top to Isaacs. Back in the corner, back to Mason. Mason, three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be off the mark. Rebound chased down by Perrin Mishler. Mishler across the midcourt line. On the left wing, the Macy Moen. Back out top, Evie Mass. Inside, Joplin Yoder. Spins around, her shot off the glass. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Tatiana Mason. Her baseball pass going to be stolen away by Macy Moen. Bullet drive, lane, her layup off the last is going to be good. Macy Bullet, her first field goal tonight, 6 points for her. Now the dribble to the front court by Tatiana Mason, on the right wing to Nyla Mason, to the corner, three-pointer goes up there by Ferreira, way off the mark, rebound, Evie Mast. Now to Macy Bullet, she'll race it across the timeline. Bullet bumped, there's the handoff, Evie Mast. 43-29, Brush, Highland ball, and going to be a timeout called by Highland. 2:09 to play. Rush 43, Highland 29. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products and MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
A little over 2 minutes to go in this one, the final game of the Classic of the Country. Again, if you want to go back and watch the live stream games from the weekend, you can still purchase them at WKLM.live, courtesy of Claxton Communications. So just a reminder, if even as the Classic finishes up, you can go back there and WKLM.live. Highland ball, here's Joplin Earth. She'll fall down, knock loose on the floor, and dove after. It's going to be a held ball. The arrow points the Brush. So that'll be a turnover. And 16 of those on Highland.
The session goes to Brush.
Vocal pressure on. Embedded. It'll be grabbed by Nyla Mason. Mason to the front court. Will spin around high on the left. Gets the hand off. Here's Isaacs with it on the left side. Back out top. Gets a hand up back over to the right side. Now the dribble. Here is Tatiana Mason to the foul line, to the lane. Poke loose on the four, stolen away. Macy Mullen has it on the steal. 1.5 to play. Joplin Yoder's pass goes out top. Three-pointer by Evie Mass going to be off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Tatiana Mason. Final minute, 20. Mason drive, runner off the glass, no good by Mason. She'll be fouled by Joplin Yoder. Fourth team foul on Highland, second personal on Joplin. And Tatiana at the foul line, 5'10 sophomore, lines it up. She has 9 points. Free throws up, going to be good.
Mason's getting a double-double of her own tonight. She's got 11 rebounds, 2 on the offensive end.
Receives the basketball for the second free throw attempt. And that is up in the air. That will be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it herself across the half-court line. Joplin has a poke loose, going to be stolen away. Final minute to play. Here's Nyla Mason. in the backcourt. Isaacs now across the timeline. Takes it left wing. 54 seconds in counting. Bounce pass near side. Kira Shields. Back to Isaacs. Right wing of the pass to Kira Shields. Dumps inside now. Tatiana Mason with the shot. Going to be a foul called on that shot inside. Joplin Yoder felt that, the brunt of that. She's still on the floor. And you talked about it, Jake. She's taking a beating on the offensive end as well as the defensive end tonight. And sometimes you think, man, she might get a call, and she didn't there. It'd be the other way. So slow to get up on their feet. She does so. But in a little bit of pain as she's being attended to by head coach Brady Schlabaugh.
It looks like she's going to check out. Looks like Ellie Habiger walking in. Well, she has to check out since Coach Schlabaugh's come onto the court. And a fantastic performance for Joplin tonight. And I think there might be a case that the player was out of control. Now Brady Schlabaugh arguing that with the referee on his way back to the bench. He's not happy about it.
How in the world could that foul could possibly be on her? Either way, Tatiana Mason's at the foul line. That's up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good. 41 seconds to go. And lines up the second free throw. That's up. That's going to be good. Splits a pair.
6 for 9 from the charity stripe tonight.
Lady Hawks basketball. Macy Mills pass across midcourt. Goes to Trish Troyer. Pass deflected. Goes out of bounds. 32 seconds to play. 45-29 Rush. And batted now to Macy Mullen on the right wing. Mullen to the foul line. 50-footer by Mullen, up in the air, no good. Rebound. And grabbed by Tatiana Mason. Baseball pass goes front court now to Isaacs. Her layup off the glass is good.
Basketball number 5.
16 points for Isaacs tonight. On the left wing, Trish Troyer. Back to Macy Mullen, her three-pointers off the mark. Rebound goes to Isaacs again. Baseball pass goes front court. Now to Tatiana Mason, dumps it inside. Layup going to be no good by Ferreira. It's her own rebound. Putback is no good. That will do it. And the final score, it is Brush 47, Highland 29. As Brush will improve their record to 14-2. They won 13 straight. Highland drops their record to 13-3 on the season. They go 2 here at the Classic in the Country. In the final, a 47-29 victory for Brush. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
NBB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. NBB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. NBB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
It is the final and the final game of the 2025 and 22nd annual Classic of the Country from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Slade Ball Court. And Brush defeats Highland by the score of 47-29. As far as the final numbers are concerned, as far as the game is concerned, and played out, Brush jumped out to a 16-5 lead after one. They led 23-8 at halftime, 38-22 through three, and they get the win 47-29 over Highland. Brush led in scoring by Shania McDowell Isaacs, who had 19 points to lead all scorers. Also 11 points for Tatiana Mason, 6 for Jacqueline Brown, 3 apiece for Nyla Mason and Samaya Lyles. Also 3 points for Kira Shields and 2 for Juliana Ferreira. And for Highland, leading the way for them was Joplin Yoder, who had 13 points and double figures for Joplin now for the 15th time of the season. 4 points apiece for Macy Mullet and Evie Mass, while the freshman Para Mishler knocked down a pair of three-pointers, and she had 6 points, just 2 points shy of tying her season high. Final score, Brush wins at 47-29 over Highland. Now for the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Looking at the final shooting numbers for Highland from downtown, 3 of 23 for 13%, from two-point land, 7 of 17 for 41%, shooting a combined 10 of 40 from the floor tonight for 25%. Brush, 4 of 20 from downtown for 20%, 14 of 24 for 58% from two-point land, a combined 18 of 44 for 41%. Hawks, 8 of 11 for 72% from the charity stripe. Brush, 7 of 14 for 50%. Brush with the rebounding edge, 35-29. Hawks turned the ball over 17 times compared to the Arcs, 11.
Individual rebound leaders for Brush, 12 rebounds. Tatiana Mason, she had a double-double, 12 points in, 12 rebounds and 11 points for the night. 5 rebounds, Juliana Ferreira, 4 for Jacqueline Brown. For Highland, it was Joplin Yoder, another double-double, 12 rebounds, 5 at the offensive end to go along with their 13 points. And also 6 boards for Ellie Habiger. She had 3 at the offensive end. Brush wins at 47-39 over Highland tonight. And again, Highland plays two gritty opponents, two very good opponents. That's the whole point of the Classic Country. They come up with two losses, but really played both teams very tough, trying to find that shot again against these good teams. But at the same token, they competed against two very good basketball teams here in the Classic.
Right, and that's the whole thing. You want to play against the best of the best to be the best of the best. And you look back at that Kettering Alter game, a few possessions go the Hawks' way, and that's a completely different story. Now tonight you're playing up a few divisions, up to Division III for Brush, who was playing Division I basketball last year and had the Division I Coach of the Year. You knew this was going to be a tough task. And, you know, you never want to talk about moral victories, and you never want to say, oh, this is a good loss. But this is something the Hawks can learn from. They got to get right back on the grind Thursday. You got Tuskegee Valley, and you got a chance to wrap up the IVC South, work on wrapping up the IVC South again.
And her third and eighth player of the game going to Para Mishler. She had 6 points on a pair of three-pointers, can provide a kind of a spark for Highland in that third quarter. Got an offensive rebound as well. And Para Mishler will be our third and eighth player of the game. And that's the player that's very important off the bench here. We're going to talk. We know she's talented, just a freshman, but the player that Highland, you know, they're going to need her down the stretch of the season.
And her defense has grown a lot already through about midway through this season now. And she's going to keep developing into that weapon that the Hawks need her to be this year. Next year, she's just going to continue that development. We see all the tools in the toolboxes. You know, there's sometimes I'll see her get open and maybe she'll hesitate for a second before taking a shot that I'd like to maybe see her just pop up and take that jumper. But she's impressed me when we've seen her, so I think well deserved for player of the game tonight.
Mayor Mishler getting a threat and ink player of the game. And finally here, Jake, another terrific classic of the country. And really, it's a kind of a exhausting weekend at the end, but it's a fun weekend. That's for sure here, the kind of a crazy weekend, but a fun one here. When you think about all the games, covering all the games here at the Classic, and surely able to do that with our partnership with Classic Communications, and, of course, all the interviews being done and all the cooperation from everybody here at the Classic, and just a well-run machine that it is in the 22nd year, another terrific Classic in the country this year.
You talk about well-oiled machine. They already got half the banners down in the time the games ended, but yeah, it's always an honor to be a part of this. And even though I am going to go home, watch the Buckeyes game, and sleep until about 9 o'clock, I'm going to be in late tomorrow, by the way, Matt.
Okay. Yep.
It's an honor to be a part of this, because it's not only a great way to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but also Perry Reese Jr., who I never got the opportunity to meet Coach Reese, but every time I talk to, especially Dave Mass and Kevin Lynch, they always have a fun story about him. And, of course, Dave Schlabel, who the court in here is named after, was very good friends with him. And I think 22 years later, to still be honoring Coach Reese like this is something extremely special to be a part of.
Well, that'll wrap things up for us here. So I want to thank the entire crew. For the radio side of things, again, the Claxton Communications as well, they're a great crew, the fantastic job they do. What I couldn't do without everybody here to kind of put it all together every year to provide all this coverage. So everybody doing a great job. Really appreciate everybody stepping in and helping out, whether it be announcers or the video folks here, whatever it is, to put it all together, provide this coverage all weekend long. And, of course, the cooperation also of the folks here at the Classic of the Country at Highland as well for this weekend. That'll wrap things up from the Classic of the Country. We're going to thank also back at the studio, of course, Blaise the Mullins, what he did earlier today and what he was able to get the reports on and that kind of thing. Reminder, we do have the national championship game. Last time I looked, Iowa State had a 14-7 lead in the national title game over Notre Dame. So you can catch that on FM 95.3 tonight. So catch that on the radio side of things. You can go to that. And again, if you want to go back and watch the live stream coverage of the Class in the Country games, you can do that. Go to WKLM.live. You can still purchase any of the games for this weekend if you happen to miss that as well. And wrap things up for us. Again, the final score, the final game of the Classic, it was Rush 46, Highland, and Rush 47, Highland 29. That'll wrap it up for the Classic on WKLM. Look in the wrong sheet.
Thank you for watching high school basketball from your hometown radio station, FM 95.3 WKLM.
Tonight's broadcast has been a production of WKLM Radio and Claxon Communications.